Starbucks is under new management starting today. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Starbucks founder Howard Schultz returns today to his role as CEO. He's talking of reimagining the company, his word, with an early focus on employees in a way that will be noticed by shareholders. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us with the latest.
Well, Schultz posted a letter on Starbucks' website addressed to the company's employees, customers, and shareholders. He says Starbucks will immediately stop buying its own stock. It's going to suspend share buybacks. And Schultz says that'll free up money to invest in Starbucks people and stores.
And what will that do for Starbucks employees with these union drives that are happening?
Well, Schultz didn't get into specifics, David, and he doesn't mention the union at all. He says he's going to travel to Starbucks around the world to talk with workers, and he says he wants to understand their thinking and ideas about how to build what he calls this next Starbucks. He says he'll hold design sessions with employees at all levels.
And where are we with Starbucks unions?
It's growing. So far, Starbucks in New York State, Arizona, Washington State, and Tennessee have voted to unionize, and ballot counts are scheduled in more Starbucks over the next few weeks. Workers want higher pay, and they've complained about understaffing and abuse from customers. Their union, Workers United, says employees at more than 170 Starbucks stores in the U.S. have announced union drives.
Nancy, thank you. President Biden is evoking what's called the Defense Production Act to shore up domestic supplies of minerals like nickel and cobalt. These are key components in electric vehicle batteries. Part of this, feasibility studies for more mining in the U.S. Now, this is the federal law President Trump reluctantly invoked over a concern it was anti-business to get more masks and other medical supplies early in the pandemic. Marketplace's Matt Levin has more.
Under the Defense Production Act, the president can say, hey, Ford, we get first dibs on new cars, or hey, Alcoa, we'll backstop the price of aluminum if you make more of it. Joshua Gottbaum with the Brookings Institution says some administrations are hesitant to use it for ideological reasons, as in,
we don't think the government should be mucking around in industry.
In this case, industry may want more mucking. Trent Mell is CEO of Electra Batteries Materials. It owns a cobalt mining site in Idaho.
Yeah, I don't see this as some kind of a expropriation or grab. I see this as signaling a desire to want to do better here domestically.
Most of the minerals in electric vehicle batteries come from Russia, China, and other countries. And Josh Gottbaum at Brookings again says nowadays national security means more than just having enough ammo.
National security means that we have a domestic supply of the things that we need.
Especially in an era of increasingly fragile global supply chains. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.
Checking markets here, S&P futures are up 0.1%, plus 0.4% for NASDAQ futures. Dow futures are down 10 points. Crude oil steady, $99 a barrel in New York. The Russian ruble is back, despite sanctions and everything else. It costs 84 Russian rubles to buy a U.S. dollar this morning. The crash of last month is now erased. It's now about where it was before Russia launched its war on Ukraine.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The list of states passing laws that target LGBTQ rights is growing. Last week, the governors of Arizona and Oklahoma signed bills preventing transgender girls and women from playing on sports teams that align with their gender identities. That followed Florida's passage of what many call the Don't Say Gay education law. Meanwhile, the Human Rights Campaign, an LGBTQ advocacy group, says major brands are among 220 companies that have signed a statement opposing such legislation. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Amazon, Apple, CVS, General Motors, Kellogg's, and Starbucks, they're just a handful of the household names that have come out against anti-LGBTQ laws, saying they're bad for business. Jay Brown with the Human Rights Campaign says, take recruiting.
If you're an LGBTQ employee, you're going to look in places where governors are doing right by the community and not attempting to essentially erase us.
Suzanne S. is a tech consultant who's planning to leave Texas because of its policies. We're not using her last name because she's the mother of a transgender child. Texas Governor Greg Abbott recently ordered the state to investigate parents for child abuse if their kids receive gender-affirming health care. A district court has temporarily blocked investigations pending litigation, but that's little comfort.
I have had many recruiters try to recruit me to their companies, and I've said time and time again that we are leaving Texas, and to please communicate this to your owners, hiring managers, that this was the case.
More than 60 companies signed a full-page ad in the Dallas Morning News calling on Abbott to reverse the order. Matt B., father of a transgender child in Austin, would like to see businesses do more than sign statements.
That's a veiled economic threat, but with no teeth to it.
I would say to those companies, put your money where your mouth is.
A business backlash prompted North Carolina to walk back its so-called bathroom bill restricting transgender rights 5 years ago. Jessica Shortall is managing director of Texas Competes, a coalition of employers promoting an inclusive business climate.
There are some corners where it's very fashionable to be seen as anti-corporate. So what is happening with greater frequency is that they're making that case privately.
And she points out, of the hundreds of anti-LGBTQ state bills filed in the last decade, most have failed. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
Thanks, Amy. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.